This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
We will be with you for a few more minutes yet, 13 or so, 12 or so minutes. And if you want to join us in the conversation, do we have any more tweets or WhatsApp messages?
Nope.
No, everybody's high. Have we insulted you all, influencers out there? I'm sorry if we've done that. You know, but yeah,
maybe they're just scared of your Game of Thrones spoilers.
I'm not giving any more spoilers. I have no idea what you're talking about. They're not spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Just
anyway,
threats.
Just threats. Right. So, just out of interest, if I were to say to you, what do you think the average age of a Facebook user is? Would you, off the top of your head, have an idea?
35.
Okay.
Oh, not 35 anymore for me. I think 45, 50.
Interesting. It's actually between the ages of 25 and 34.
What?
Yeah. Ooh. So I don't fit into that category anymore. Which is
lucky
why,
for you.
Which is why soon the number of dead people on Facebook would be outnumbering the living within 50 years. That's what they're saying, within 50 years. But if you look at the stats, 25 to 34, it's less than 50 years. And more to the point, is Facebook going to be around in 50 years? You know, being as the internet was a twinkle in somebody's eyes less than 50 years ago. So, but this is according to analysis from the Oxford Internet Institute, the OII, or as I like to call it, the OI, based on 2018 user levels, at least 1.4 billion members will die before 2100, the researchers have said. And using that estimate, the dead could outnumber the living on the social media platform by 2070. However, if the network continues to grow at current rates, researchers have said deceased users could reach as high as 4.9 billion before the end of the century. Now, the reason I'm talking to you about this is a very interesting thing popped up in the article from this guy, David Watson, who's a student at this OII. And he says, never before in history has such a vast archive of human behavior and culture been assembled in one place. Controlling this archive will, in a sense, be to control our history. Now, that sounds very deep, right? You know, when you think about it, cat memes and YouTube videos is not entirely... Well, I mean, it is part of our history, really. It will be part of our cultural history. But is that what we really want to be remembered for?
Or judged for?
Yeah.
Or those rants that we've put up on Facebook at one point and then decided, you know... It really?
I actually don't mind any of that, like the rants and the cat memes and stuff. What I'm worried about is all those the fake news and the sharing of the Earth is flat. And if someone was to study that moving forward, they would be like, didn't people establish this like 500 years ago? Like why is this still in their books? Yeah. Like, you know, the Facebook.
Wasn't Copernicus tortured for that? You know, persecuted by the church and whatever. Yeah, exactly. But it really got me thinking about, you know, what value, apart from connecting me and you and Ords when we're in different parts of the planet, what value does Facebook actually bring to us as a species?
It's an archive.
That's all it is, right?
Yeah. And it's a museum.
It's a museum of a point in time of memes. And of bad rants and
and even then the point in time is fudged.
Yeah,
I mean, what you put on Facebook is hardly ever the truth. It's like
you filtered it,
you remove information, the photo's been manipulated and stuff. So just like history. So
it's the hieroglyphics of 2000.
Yeah,
is it? That's a scary thought.
But also Facebook.
There's cats in hieroglyphics. You see?
Yeah, same
We've
thing.
We've come full circle.
It was their meme.
We've come full circle.
But also, what will Facebook do with their data when they have moving forward? Like
are dead. It doesn't matter. You know,
that's the thing. So they don't even care for the people who are alive. Mm. They're already using their data so much in ways that they don't want their data to be used. So what are they going to do once the people are dead? Like, what kind of studies can they do? Like, you know, looking back at people who are no longer there.
Well,
like,
to be fair, Mark Zuckerberg will still be there, won't he? Please use that data.
Some version of him.
Uh-huh. I doubt they'd be focusing on the dead, honestly. No, they just want to be focusing on their current users just because that's where the ad spend is.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they would focus on, because now you have a whole like treasure trove of people who cannot control their data. It's just lying there for you. People are not gonna snoop into like Facebook's data banks and stuff looking for data of people who are like not there anymore. You know, it's just too much work. And Facebook has all this, you know, like behavior traits and how they behaved online and what they posted. And it's a lot to study. I mean, like in 100 years from now, if 50 years from now, if Facebook is still there, it's a lot of like looking back and going, oh, this person behave this way, and then they grew, like they became a teenager and they behave that way, and at 22 they bought something from the platform. This is how humans are, and we can like design a platform.
Or this is how they were.
Or this is how they were, and this is how we should design our platform moving forward.
But there's going to be some very interesting case studies as well. Sorry to interrupt, Oz. You know, stuff like, you know, the fake news movement and the manipulation of you know, voting and one thing or another, the groups that popped up, how they were created, why they were created, how they were taken down, and all of that action. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for cultural studies students in 40, 50 years' time, I think it'll be a very interesting study.
Yeah. I mean, that is if Facebook is still there, like, you know, 20 years from now and stuff. We don't know. I mean, look at what happened to, like, MySpace and Friendster. Facebook is smarter than those.
Hey, but Tom is laughing all the way to the bank.
No, he's happy. Yeah. He's happy. But his platform's dead. Like, you know, it's not there anymore. Facebook's smarter. They know how to, like, you know, they know how to adapt to change and stuff. They've learned from the past. But, you know, if they're still there, they could be our museum of the future. They could be the thing that you look back on and, you know, what is life like in 2019?
Good God, that's a depressing thought.
That is a depressing thought.
Yeah, I better pay better attention to my photos.
Right.
I want to be remembered as, yeah, not for that bad hair day. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the show, and that's the word that we're going to end on. Don't want to be remembered for that bad hair day. Thank you very much for your tweets and your conversation starters and enders, of course. And if I've spoiled anything for you, I do apologize. But we're having a bit of fun today. But it's an interesting thing to talk about, this whole influencer movement and the dead people on Facebook. Mm. And, of course, that little app that you, what was it called again?
Depop.
It's a great idea.
It is.
Why didn't we think of that?
Because we're not Gen Z slackers.
That's true. Anyway, so the story we started off with was?
We spoke about how the influencers did. Long live the slacker.
Then that story about how teens are getting rich off Depop as their shopping habits change the fashion industry.
Wrapping up with how the number of dead people on Facebook will soon outnumber the living, and we'll be leaving hieroglyphics to our future generations. But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. In conjunction with Labor Day, the Breakfast Grill spoke with Datuk Sri Ramachelvam Manimuthu, the member of the Independent Committee on Foreign Workers and chairman of the Bar Council's Migrants, Refugees and Immigration Affairs Committee, about migrant worker rights, legal protections, and the rights of refugees to earn a wage. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Audrey Raj and Arvind Yuvaraj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.